Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎你又一次回到我们潘吉 Jenny 告诉你的节目当中来。
Hey everyone, I'm Jason, and welcome to today's episode all about how to stop breaking your own heart.
什么？我怎么老觉得是别人伤我的心呢？他们 break 我的 heart， 难道是我自己吗？我自己在让我自己心碎。
Yeah, that can happen too, but this is a little bit different. This isn't about romantic breaking of the heart, but more emotional, psychological heartbreak.
对，我们今天的节目灵感来自于美国最近的一本畅销书，它的书名就是这个 How to Stop Breaking Your Own Heart。 然后呢，这个作者 Megan Roxanne， 她是在里面，她其实罗列的范围很广啊，就从原生家庭，我们小时候的一些经历，就说到了现在，比如说手机啊，工作啊，各个方面对我们思想，我们时间的一个入侵。You know, these are things you need to stop doing. These are things you need to set boundaries in order to restore your life. 然后他就说这些事情其实都是在有意无意之中会伤害我们自己。
Yeah, you might not even realize these things are hurting you or impacting you, but they're at the root of some of our biggest problems.
没错。好，那今天呢，我们就跟大家分享一下这部书里非常实用的，而且从语言学习角度来说也非常好的五条建议。也希望啊，在今天的节目里面，大家不仅能学到英语，而且也能再看一下自己的生活啦， right?
Yeah, we hope this can help you kind of reflect a little more about your own life and your own experiences and maybe heal you a little bit too.
哎，你讲到那个 heal 啊 ,healing, 这个就是治疗是吧，疗愈。
Yeah, and this heal doesn't mean like an actual physical wound, like you're going to the hospital and you have to heal. This is more, again, an emotional wound that you're healing.
对，因为我们有可能有 physical 的，有可能有 mental 的这种你说的 wound, 一些伤害啊，需要来 to be healed, 被治愈。所以我们今天是大家的 therapist, 哈。
Well, we're not, I'm not a licensed therapist, but we can try, right?
哦，这不能乱讲，对对对，咱们没执照的，不是心理治疗师。So therapy, 心理治疗，或者就是从事这个专业的专业人士啊 ,therapist, 也是近年来大家会常常听到的词。
Yeah, it's somebody that you sit with and you share all of the feelings and problems you have with them, and they help you to heal.
Yeah, and very often, 这个 therapist 就会从一个人的小时候开始说起，是吧？从小时候开始说原因。
That's right. They'll talk about our childhood experiences, right?
对，因为像弗洛伊德啊，然后现在很多都说原生家庭嘛，会带给我们一个有的时候是挥之不去的一些影响。
Yeah, this 原生家庭, our family of origin, right? Your father, your mother, your grandparents, whoever raised you, right?
所以英语呢，我们不说 original family, 而是说 family of origin.
Yeah, that's right. Original family is probably understandable, but the better way to say it is family of origin.
对，因为这个原生家庭，还有 just now you talked about childhood experiences, 这些都是会 shape, 会 form 我们的，对吧？会塑造我们。
Yeah, these formative events during our childhood, whether positive or challenging, they kind of create this foundation for our emotional responses in the future.
对，你刚刚说到的这个 formative events, formative 就是因为他们会塑造你，会 form you, 然后也经常会听到说 they will mold you, mold 就是一个模型嘛。These experiences, 不管好与坏，可能都会把我们打造成现在 who we are today.
Yeah, it's like you're a sculpture, right? And these experiences are shaping you, molding you, forming you into who you are today.
塑造。但是呢，这本书这个作者就说 ，So childhood events, they're very formative, they're very powerful. 但是它不需要主宰你的一生，它不需要主宰你的未来。
Yeah, that's right. They don't have to determine everything about your future. If you're self-aware and you reflect on these things, you can change them, right?
对，你刚刚说 they don't have to determine, 决定你的未来。然后 the author, 我非常喜欢他用了一个词更加的 powerful, 他说这些事情不一定要 dictate, 主宰统治 your future.、
Yeah, dictate, like you have no control, right? When something dictates, you feel like there's nothing you can do about it. But that's not the case with these experiences.
是，但是呢，这个就需要我们对于自己的过去要好好的有意识的去看。当然也不是说责任都在我的原生家庭啊什么的 ，because you are also taking the responsibility to， 就像你说的 ，reflect， right？
Yeah, that's right. You're examining your past. You're really looking into your patterns and all the things that happened to you when you were younger.
And why you are who you are now and why you do or react to things the way you do now.
Exactly, yes.
哎，你刚刚讲那个 examining， 哎呀，我觉得我们中国人吧，一听那个什么 examine 都 exam 都吓一跳，这小时候考试太多了。这个是我们的 formative events， 人生永远 nightmare、
right.
就是考试。
Yes. The 考试 wound。
Yeah, yeah， 真的就是考试的一个伤痕，一个 trauma， 一个创伤。
Yeah, exactly. Even something like an exam, right, can impact us a lot going forward.
对，然后你刚刚用的那个是动词啊 examine your past.
Yeah, it means to kind of look at it closely and really reflect on it, not just think about it casually, but to actually think deeply about it.
对，所以通过好好的去 examine our past, 帮助我们有一个更加健康的、更加充实、更加圆满的现在，对吧？你的人生，包括你其他的核心关系、人际关系。
Yeah, that's right. More fulfilling relationships, right?
对，其实讲到这个 fulfilling or fulfillment, 他说的就是一个会给你带来那种满足，是吧 ？Contentment, 就是一个很圆满的。
Yeah, it's different than like happiness, right? Where you're just happy and smiling. It's more about that feeling of wholeness, of fullness, of being fulfilled.
对，一种完整啊。
Yeah, exactly.
好，那接下来我们看第二条建议。So, what does this author say?
We need to confront our fears to embrace our authentic self.
Okay, so 这里我们来看我们每一个人一些害怕的事情，也可能是我们在逃避、回避的事情。他建议我们不仅要 face, 要去面对我们的 fears, 他给了一个更加积极或者更加激进、更 proactive 和 aggressive 的词。
Yeah, when you just face something, right, you're just looking at it. But if you confront it, you're actually going to take some action to resolve it or to attack it almost.
对，所以 confront 啊，就是我不仅要面对它，我要直接面对它，而且我还要对抗它。Right? Hopefully you can overcome, 能够克服它。
Exactly, yes.
对，所以只有这样 you know, confronting your fears or confronting the things that are holding you back, 这样才能够帮助你去迈入真正属于你的那个人生。
Yeah, and only through doing this, can we really embrace and experience our authentic self, right?
Authentic, 其实像我们学英语啊，就是说啊、we want real authentic language. 就大家非常喜欢 Jason, 像以前的 Adam Spencer, 因为他们都是 native speakers, 所以他们说的英语是最正宗的。但是我们现在也常常讲到 authentic self, 这个就是说是真我是吧真正的做你自己或者你需要去 discover 什么是你的 authentic self.
Yeah, and you might be thinking,、what does this mean? I am myself. What does that mean? My authentic self, right? But it's just about the person inside of you that maybe hasn't been able to come out fully because of some of these patterns and these experiences from when you were younger.
对有很多这个 midlife crisis, 中年危机可能到了四五十岁发现啊我好像一直在为别人活啊我的这个 authentic self 是谁是什么我自己还不是很清楚。
Yeah, or maybe when you were younger, you wanted to explore certain hobbies or certain things you were interested in, but your family didn't support it, so you never really got to do that. And all these things can end up making us feel like we're not really being ourselves.
对刚刚讲到那个啊就是有很多东西会 hold us back, 因为有很多现实的考量嘛比如说以前父母对我们都是好意的一些但可能会影响到我们的一些选择然后我们有了工作以后要养家糊口了以后 those are all things or sometimes it's us， 因为我们在一个比较熟悉的或者说的舒适区里面，就不太敢再踏出去。
Yeah, we get stuck in these familiar routines, right? And we get scared about trying something new or exploring these other ideas.
对，所以这本书的作者呢，他又建议我们要重新定义 comfort zone， 我们要把我们的舒适区变成不舒适区，是吧？
yes, so we have to reframe our comfort zone, right, into our discomfort zone.
对，因为有的时候 comfort zone 那个舒适只是很习惯了，但那个习惯不一定是对我们好的，不一定是健康的，不一定是有益的，不一定是有利于我们今后的发展的。
Yeah, comfort isn't always good, right? Sometimes it's too easy, and then you end up not improving, not changing, because it's so easy, you get lazy.
对，因为很多时候这个，哎呀 comfort zone 吧，就是 what you've always known, what you've always done, what feels safe, 但它不一定是对你未来是 nurturing 的，不一定是对你那么有养分的。
Yeah, you're just kind of repeating these negative things over and over, even if they're comfortable, right? That's just not necessarily good for you.
嗯，是，好，那看完了前两点的建议啊，接下来我们要说说一个，就是一种平衡，就是好好的照顾你自己的平衡，以及你要去照顾别人，不管是家人啊、朋友啊之间找到一种平衡。
Yeah, that's right. You have to balance self-care or self-love with meaningful relationships.
比如说女性啊，前两天看到美国的一个报道说，绝大多数的 full-time working moms， 就他们有全职工作，但他们在家里做的家务活，以及他们和孩子在一起的时间，和30年前家庭主妇是一样的。哇，天哪，这 yeah, where do we find the time? 但 somehow we do, right? 但这个最后的后果就是说，哦，很多的妈妈，不只是妈妈了，爸爸都觉得自己 burnout, 疲惫不堪，就是说没有任何的精力。
Yeah, it's like you're expending all of your energy on other people. Even if that's a good thing to do, you might end up not having any time for yourself, right?
对，记得我们之前的节目也说过啊，你还是要给自己留出空间，对不对 ？Find that space, that happy place for yourself.
Yeah, and we're not talking about like being lonely, right? This isn't about being alone in a bad way. This is about finding positive, good time for yourself, solitude.
对，有的时候事情就是那么一线间嘛，很 subtle 的。你说 selfish。自私 versus self-care， 就我真的需要照顾好我自己，这样我才能去更好的照顾别人。其实是一条线，是一条很重要的线。So you have to set those boundaries， 然后好好的来 protect yourself。然后，哎，我觉得说 love yourself 好像很肉麻哦，所以现在经常会说 self-care instead of saying you need to love yourself more。It's you need to care about yourself more。You need to practice self-care。
Yeah, you need to take care of yourself in the same way that you're taking care of the other people in your life, right? You can't forget about yourself.
对，所以这本书里它其实有一些很 practical, 非常实际实在的建议啊。这个作者就说，其实你这个给自己留一点时间，可能你就每天弄个十分钟 or start with just 10 minutes a day. 这个时候没有人打扰你啊，没有工作啊，没有孩子啊，没有父母啊，没有这个爱人啊，也没有手机，你一定要去 reconnect with yourself.
Yes. Sounds like meditating, right? I'm imagining being in like an empty field meditating with my eyes closed.
诶，你刚说这个是冥想是吧？静坐 meditate.
Yes. Meditation or to meditate, the verb.
诶，这个是最难的，特别是我觉得现代人我们已经非常适应那种快节奏，然后每一分钟其实有很多的信息，我们有很多事情在做，所以真的叫你坐下来冥想静坐 that's a lot harder than being busy.
Yeah, we have this constant distraction in our pockets with our phones, right? That's one of the biggest reasons I think it's hard for people to set this time aside to really meditate in their mind alone. No phone, no distractions.
对 ，alone 就是 by yourself 啊。然后前面 Jason 也说到，你这个 alone 不一定代表说你就会 lonely。Alone 是一个人 ，lonely 是孤独，这是不一样的概念。
That's right. Yeah. Lonely sounds bad. Lonely is you want someone else there with you and they're not there, right? But this is when you need that time alone.
对。好，那我们接下来的这一点建议呢，刚刚讲到 find some time to meditate, right, for yourself, 静坐啊，冥想啊什么。接下来这一点说到这个词 mindful, 也常常和好像 meditation 联系在一起哦。
Ah, yes, mindful, being mindful or mindfulness, right? This is being aware of what you're thinking and feeling, having intention with your thoughts rather than just letting them take control.
所以这个 mindful,mind 是我们的意识嘛。那 mindful 就是很有意识的，不是稀里糊涂的被别人啊或者你的就是生活里面的事情那样拉着走。
Yeah, exactly. It's about having awareness, right, of your thoughts and having intention rather than just kind of being 随便 about it.
Being 随便。英语随便可以怎么说啊
That's a tough one to translate, but just being like whatever about it, I guess.
Or being whatever about
it. Yeah. 随便 is a good word.
是，而且对于讲英语的人来说好像还挺容易学的。希望他能够就进入英语成为外来语，随便。
Yeah, it's one of those words that doesn't have a good translation in English, so it's just a great word on its own.
好，但我们拉回来，我们现在讲的是 the opposite of being 随便，我们讲的是要非常有意图，要非常有 intention 啊。那如果你对你的人生或者说你对今天的这一天很有 intention, 比如说你觉得生活里有什么习惯你是需要改进的，那你要有 intention, 意思就是说我早上起来就会给自己很明确的目标。For example, 我今天的手机要少用一个小时，或者我今天不要那么唠叨小孩，我要脾气好一点。
Yeah.
我在说我自己。
That's a noble intention. Yeah, that's a good one.
你说很崇高的意图对吧然后是被现实又打回原形。
Yeah, it's not an easy one, right? But it's a noble one, for sure.
对是很不容易啊但是很多好的对我们有意义的事情都不简单。
Yeah, that's right. Nothing worth doing is easy often, I would say. Almost all the time, right? The hardest things to do are the things that are worth doing.
是包括怎么花你的时间。
That's right, yes. And not let it be taken away from you, right? By distractions. Which brings us to our last point here today, all about reclaiming your time for a fulfilling life.
又是那个词 fulfilling 啊，你怎么有一个更加充实，更加圆满，而且这个圆满不是外人看的，是你自己的定义。怎么让你觉得是过得很圆满的一个人生呢？就是你要夺回你的时间啊， reclaim.
Yeah, this gives the feeling that it was like stolen away from you, right? And you have to go get it back.
对，因为如果一个东西你需要 reclaim 的话，就是原来它是属于你的，但是后来就像杰森说的，被 stolen away， 不管是被工作啦、屏幕啦，还是被有的时候是生活里面你就要照顾很多人，对吧？这些都会花你的时间，占据你的时间。那你其实还是要取得一个平衡。你说家里人不照顾吗？不可能。工作不管吗？也不行。But once again, reclaiming your time with more intention, 就是说我还是要讲好我一天有多少时间是要是我自己的。
Yeah, you have to guard that time, right? You have to protect it or else you lose it to all these other things and you end up not being able to take care of yourself like we were talking about in the other point.
这个 guard 就是要保卫保护啊你的时间因为时间是最珍贵的。
对 it's the most valuable resource, right?
Yeah, so it's all about, you know, gaining more control over the direction of our lives.
Yes, exactly. And how can you do that, right? There's a lot of different things you can do. For example, you know, pause before you automatically say yes to something, right? Make sure you really want to do it.
对, 对我而言，我觉得特别是在孩子的一些课外活动选择上面啊 ，their after school activities， 这真的是我近一两年来更加有 intention 去和我先生说，哎，他们要不要学那么多体育啊？他们又不是很喜欢，搞得我们很累，要接他们送他们，然后搞得家里 can create a lot of tension， 跟孩子之间的一些紧张的关系，或者学的其他的一些才艺，有这么重要吗 ？Are they worth it？真的还是要好好坐下来 examine， 要好好的去思考。
Yeah, you have to think, is that time worth giving up for that thing, right? You have to really put some thought into that rather than just automatically saying, okay, sure, yep, to every single request or every single idea for a new sport.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。说老实话，我读了这五点建议，我不太清楚为什么这本书会叫 How to Stop Breaking Your Own Heart. 就是那第一点我 get, 最后四点。Nonetheless, 但是我觉得这五条建议本身都是很好的，而且里面有很多非常棒的英语可以学习。
Yeah, and maybe if we follow these rules, we will understand the title better, right? And our hearts will feel less broken.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。不知道大家觉得今天我们分享的这些建议啊，对你来说是不是有用？是不是可以激起一些思考？那以及你希望今后我和 Jason 跟大家多分享哪方面的话题呢？都希望你们在留言专区告诉我们。
Yes, we'd love to hear your perspective as listeners. What do you think of these ideas? Do you think they'll help you break your own heart less? Do you think they're good, bad, maybe too much, too little? We'd love to hear it.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿，期待下一次再见。
好，再见。